Thanks for listening to our Evening Headlines podcast. I'm Brock Roylance. Here's your local evening headlines for Friday, January 7th, 2022. Investigators say they found a secret basement room in a Pocatello couple's home with documents detailing how the couple took advantage of 68-year-old champion speed skater Boris Lycan, who is currently believed to have died from mad cow disease. East Idaho News obtained a probable cause affidavit that outlined investigators' findings in the home. 49-year-old Marina Billings, who is married to 70-year-old Robert Billings, met Lycan on a Russian Facebook group page. Various writings detail how Lycan told his neighbors that he was falling in love with Marina, and that they began visiting each other at their homes in Pocatello and Utah. Marina Billings, who is still married to Robert Billings, moved in with Lycan in his Utah home. During that time, Lycan's condition was deteriorating, and court documents report that doctors noted Lycan looked neglected. While Lycan was hospitalized, Marina and Robert Billings authored documents to take complete control of Lycan's property and assets. Investigators say Marina placed a pen in Lycan's hand and a paper under the pen, but Lycan was physically unable to sign everything away. After some persistence, Lycan signed the will at an unknown time. The Billings claimed Lycan wanted to change his will and sign everything over to them. When police interviewed Lycan's neighbors, they said Marina treated Lycan like a pet dog. Court records show the Billings are both charged, but have not been booked into jail. Marina Billings, a Bannock County Jail booking employee, is currently suspended. The Bannock County Sheriff's Office is fully cooperating with the investigation in Utah and is conducting an internal investigation. On Monday, state legislators will gather in Boise to begin this year's legislative session. One of these legislators will be Ron Nate, a Republican representative from Rexburg. He's also an economics professor at BYU-Idaho. Nate has seen the value in his economic expertise, especially as the state legislature prepares to determine the allocation of a $1.6 billion surplus. He sees the surplus as a sign the government is collecting more than is necessary. Nate is focusing on using the surplus on a grocery tax repeal. He hopes Idaho will join other states that have already repealed the tax.
In fact, we have the third highest tax on groceries in the country. And with a $1.6 billion surplus, fully repealing the tax on groceries wouldn't even affect, you know, would only touch 20% of that surplus.
He will also continue to serve on the Joint Finance Appropriations Committee, a committee comprised of both representatives and senators. The committee sets Idaho's $4.3 billion budget.
There is a propensity for government to always grow. And as a conservative, I'm always looking for opportunities for making government more efficient, keeping it serving Idaho the way it's intended to serve, but we don't have to spend a lot of extra money or waste Idaho taxpayer dollars because they work hard to earn it. And so that's my goal in that committee.
You can listen to our full interview with Nate on our podcast feed, just like BYU Idaho Radio, wherever you listen to your podcasts. During the Pocatello City Council meeting last night, Mayor Brian Blad delivered his State of the City address. He outlined highlights of 2021 from each city department and looked ahead to 2022. He also thanked the employees of the city.
The state of the city is in extremely good shape. The finances are in good shape. The employees are doing an incredible job. We talked a little bit about our street department and how they're cleaning the roads earlier and how they're scraping those roads. I can tell you that we could have that discussion about every department we have in the city. The employees are top notch. You don't get better employees and more dedicated employees. And I am grateful for the opportunity to be able to work with them and see what they do and how they take care of the city. A big thank you to them. I want you to know the city of Pocatello is in a very good position as we move forward into the 2022 and beyond.
City Council members Josh Mansfield, Rich Cheatham, and Linda Lyric took the oath of office. Mansfield was the only new council member. Mayor Blad also took the oath of office. Cheatham was elected City Council President. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Friday, January 7th, 2022. I'm Brock Roylance. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.